This is the fucking news with your host. I don't know. So this is the super special regular episode. Post-election coverage. We're sitting here right now where it looks like
Nick?
Hillary Clinton is the new president of the United States.
Yes, a Kuwait.
And we're recording this 100% live. So this is
my fight
in real time.
Song.
It's in no
I'm
way
a dyke
pre-recorded episode. And you know what? I'm with her, dude. I've been with her the entire time. And you know what? We knew that we were going to beat these bros
in
the country. All these racist-ass, these mayo-ass crackaways. White boys.
It's not their country anymore.
We told them. We told them that all the POC women, who are statistically 6% of the United States population, we're gonna make our voices heard, and we're gonna get Yes Queen into the White House, and we did it. We 100% did it.
Feels good.
Yeah, folks, that's what we would be saying if we actually did pre-record this podcast like a bunch of frauds.
Yeah, we really shit the bed because we only prepared pro-Hillary, she won stuff.
Yeah, exactly. We like Hillary, we didn't even prepare a concession. So we needed the next 8.5 hours to pout in the cryo chamber that's keeping us alive.
In her Michael Jackson bubble.
Zero gravity fucking iron lung that she lives in.
Yeah, fuck, man. So we're
and she's like, you know, when she sleeps in that thing from remember in Big Lebowski, mm-hmm. when the writer, that guy that wrote for Branded,
yeah, the iron lung,
yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen, let me tell you something. I don't like liars, and if he doesn't throw her in jail, we should impeach him.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I think that's why he's going to get impeached
for not having
Hillary Clinton placed on the National Mall.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually my idea of his plan to win back, you know, America's economic power from China. Mm-hmm. Is he's going to sell tickets to Chinese, you know, wealthy Chinese. I don't even know how you get wealthy in China. Karate?
Chinese.
Yeah.
Karate. Yeah. You have to start a dojo.
All the karate billionaires in China are going to buy tickets to watch Hillary Clinton get murdered on the National Mall.
He enters her into a kumite, and they get the chance to fight her.
Okay, USA.
No, I think it's going to be a brave Tiananmen-style standoff where Hillary stands alone in front of a tank.
He's just on a tank waving to people while he's slowly about to run her over.
And he's going to slowly crush her with a tank.
I would like to see her get shot.
Jesus Christ.
By a firing squad, you know, in a classy way. Okay, she still gets her pantsuit. It would be, that would be a good end.
Yeah, it's fucking so,
and then Obama agrees with Trump for doing it, and then he brings jobs back to the country. And well, that's what we were saying. What if he's just great? What if he was right?
Okay, first of all, he's not going to do anything. Mike Gay Pizza Pence is going to be the president.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
He's gonna offered John Kasich the VP position, he was like, "You're going to be in charge of foreign policy and domestic policy." And then he's like, "So what are you going to do, Donald?" He's like, "I'm going to make America great again."
Yeah.
You know, so like he's barely literate. He can't read. He has no hobbies.
Are these Tums?
Those are Tums. Right, Stav just ate a Tum like a candy.
Yeah, do that. My blood sugar was low.
It was a candy.
I knew what it was, bitch. I had a whole bag of chocolate covered pretzels for lunch.
Man, I had the best sandwich last night, but it had jalapenos in it. And this morning, I fucking
your asshole.
You
just,
know, like everyone else in America, I woke up and I felt like this can't be real.
All right,
have to have diarrhea this fucking bad from this jalapeno.
What kind of sandwich was it?
Some big turkey and cheese.
Get turkey out of here, man. Fuck turkey.
Turkey and ham. All of turkey's great. You're a fucking
no,
idiot.
I like a little damn salami, bitch.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have majorities in the House and Senate. They're going to repeal basically any legislative accomplishment Barack Obama had. What very few ones he had, which are basically Dodd-Frank and Obamacare. Those are going to be gone the first 6 months.
Yeah. Well, Obamacare is already imploding. So, yeah. I mean,
it's fine.
It's like been such a fucking disaster, and it was hopefully they could have used that disaster and be like, "Oh, this is someone else's fault," and get single payer. But that wasn't going to happen.
No.
You think Hillary wouldn't have made single payer?
Well,
happen?
She wouldn't Who have knows? Been able to make it happen. In Congress, she wouldn't anyway.
So it doesn't matter. I mean, I went to go buy a fucking policy yesterday or 2 days ago, and they just don't offer platinum plans where I live. like 5-star rating
in your neighborhood.
Yeah, and I just couldn't.
I wonder what demographic reasons that's for.
Yeah. Jeez, Louise. Too much heart disease in your neighborhood.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's can we even do an ironically racist podcast?
Are you fucking kidding me? The Apprentice guy is the president.
Yeah, of course we can.
This is our time. This is our fucking moment, guys. We did it. This is Cumtown's fault. We were the only ones that actually predicted it.
Yeah.
Although
I said it and everyone laughed at me. I'm like, he could win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing is, like, you know, think about all the time. I mean, maybe it happens to me more than anybody else, but like somebody will message me or pull me aside and they'll be like, yeah, I mean, I agree with these whores, but Jesus Christ. You know? And it happens all the fucking time. Behind closed doors, it's, you know.
Yeah.
People that are like, I mean, I agree with this ostensibly, but really, like, I'm a rapist for not going to see the Ghostbusters movie? Yeah. And those are the people that voted the way you wanted them to. Like, what do you think? Like, some guy in the middle of fucking Pennsylvania is, like, going to just sit there and read all day long?
No, well, I don't know. I think, world, I
think, and not develop some kind of voted, some kind of identity?
Well, okay, I don't think it was only because of identity politics and fucking...
I don't think so either.
I think a lot of people lost their job in the fucking Rust Belt in the 90s because of NAFTA, and they supported Bernie in the primaries, and they couldn't in good conscience vote for
Hillary. Like Bernie would have won.
What about, I think he would have won.
And you can't really make an argument saying that... That's what I want to ask somebody.
Guys, Pusha T and Beyonce, though, shouldn't those guys have swayed white guys in Pennsylvania
Because whatever goodwill they might have caused was completely destroyed by Lena Dunham's rap song.
Yeah.
It's her fault.
What a brain dead moron. She released that rap song, and then did you see that HuffPo article where she's like, you know, I just like thought the idea was so funny of like this like out of touch white girl.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck?
You dumb rich asshole. It's fucking the only good thing is
it's
that,
like, it really is like if you walked into a locker room, like you're in high school and you walk into a locker room and your friend is like on his knees blowing another guy, you know, and he's like, hey Mike, this is you, dude. This is you. Just sucking the dick as hard as you can. You're fucking gay, dude. This is what you do.
I don't wanna venture into misogyny or violence against women, but I hope Lena Dunham dies. So
Well, she has to leave the country.
I hope she leaves. Yeah. I hope she goes to fucking Canada and terrorizes them.
She should also be shot. Hillary on the National Mall in a pantsuit, and then Lena Dunham completely naked with a burrito shoved in her pussy.
I mean, okay, so what's the silver lining in all this? There, a lot of those people
legalize it in Boston, baby.
Yeah. Oh, that was the best shit on Twitter.
I know.
He's the fucking dude, Tommy Chong. Like, we fucking did it, man. Fuck yeah, man.
People crying, children be like,
honestly, man, it's not gonna be. It's not gonna be that fucking bad. It'll be bad.
Yes, it will be.
It's crazy, though, dude.
You realize, like, half the country was saying that when Obama was elected. They thought he was the fucking idiot.
But they're idiots.
But Obama wasn't bad. Trump is a fucking crazy motherfucker.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to fucking die.
Hold on, Ruthie, baby.
She can't stay awake during a State of the Union. 60%
of Texas wanted to fucking secede.
Huh?
What?
60% of, like, Texas wanted to secede.
Yeah, but the difference is Obama, they just believe that because they're fucking retards.
Well, because he's
Trump,
black.
Yeah, and Trump is, not because like, of a anything fucking crazy Obama motherfucker. Said. And, dude, Rudy Giuliani's, like, it's not just Trump. Everyone Trump, like, Newt Gingrich is going to be Secretary of State. Yeah.
Ben Carson, Secretary of Education. One of the stupid, like, how can you be that good at brain surgery and just a fucking moron at
Baltimore,
the same time?
Dude. He was
Baltimore, dude. Gifted hands.
Baltimore.
Nah, he's not from there.
I was
bitch.
Trying to remember.
He studied at Hopkins, though, right?
Yeah, he's from. He went to Hopkins, and then
I was trying to remember the name of his book one time, and I couldn't remember it. And the first thing that popped in my head was, "If these hands could eat pussy,"
the Ben Carson story.
Ben Carson story.
Oh fuck, dude!
She sucked my dick. I don't know how it happened.
Can we talk for a second about how comedy is going to probably suck for the next 4 years?
Whatever, man. Yeah, I
tweeted that
on Facebook. Yeah, because it's like people are like, oh, well, at least there'll be a lot to joke about. It's like, first of all, you're not fucking funny.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't know how to joke about anything. You know, this is just going to be, it's going to be 4 years of you being like, guys,
the president is bad. Okay? You know, we got to do something about this here at Over the Eight. Open mic. Oh, I'm out of time? Okay. Well, I guess back to my dog walking job where I make a difference.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. We're fucked. Who cares?
But honestly, fuck the DNC.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Hillary. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck all of those old guard, 92 James Carville, new Democrat fucking pussies. That's all they are. They're fucking pussies.
Go off,
pussies.
Bitch.
Hell yeah, bitch. It's my time.
Go off.
All right. Dude, I'm just fuck them all. They need to go away, and we need new people. And Tulsi Gabbard is the one I think.
Who?
She surfs.
She surfs?
She used to be in the troops, and
ooh,
she's hot. Ooh,
nice. I'm in.
And she's Buddhist.
Tulsi 2069.
2020. But oh yeah, and anyone that's saying Michelle 2020 needs to fucking walk into the ocean.
I know. Well, that was the best part of the last like month or two.
Have they not learned their lesson?
Although it would be funny.
The rise of like Michelle fan fiction.
Oh,
on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like the Sadie Doyle types. It's like Michelle right now pulling Obama aside. Now it's my turn. Yeah, I'm next or whatever.
Shut up.
And then they like have sex. Like, what are you doing?
No, there was one. I saw a tweet that was like, it sounded like she was about to fuck him in the ass.
Yeah.
Someone made a joke about that.
Well, it's just like those women just like.
I voted for Hillary, by the way.
You voted for Hillary.
The actual
fan fiction isn't even about Michelle being at politics. It's like them be. It's two people in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's like Michelle has someone who loves her.
Yeah.
Like that's what they're actually fantasizing about.
They're at home masturbating to the idea of Hillary pegging Bill.
Yeah.
A 982-year-old man.
Yeah.
Taking a fake dick in his ass strapped to both of their pelvises would snap.
Nah, Bill still fucks, dude.
I mean, I'm sure he gets his dick sucked by children on that plane.
On Podesta's plane.
He's not even a pedophile.
Yeah,
what if Trump even a pedophile. It's just your dick can only handle a child's mouth.
What if Trump catches the case for fucking that kid?
Dude, isn't it sad?
Have you paid attention to that?
Well, I think it's statute of limitations, right?
No, it's just like a bullshit thing.
It's not true.
But hold on.
From what I've read. Because that's the thing. It would be a much bigger story. Look how big pussy grabbing was.
Yeah, of course.
Donald Trump had actually, if there was any credence to that story, that would be a huge fucking story.
No one had a tape of him saying the N-word? Nowhere?
I have it.
Why didn't you release it, you piece of shit?
It was a private voicemail.
Friend client privilege.
Best friend privilege. Do you guys think in like a back room of the Javits Center, there's just like 12 7-year-olds that didn't get fucked because they're like the celebratory kids everyone was going to suck off?
Oh my God.
we can't fuck these kids. It's like, oh, it's a shame. They're going to go to waste.
It's like, I can't even get hard right now. Let's just stop trying, Michael.
Here's the lesson for us.
Can't even fit it in him.
I think Trump.
Oh, I wish there was a secret code for this. John, get the list. Get the email I sent from my other secret account, jpodesta@yahoo.geocities.virus. Yeah, what's the code for when your dick is so limp from blowing the election?
Risotto.
You can't put it in a 2-year-old.
My safe word is risotto.
Fuck him.
Fuck all of them. They need to fucking go away and never come back ever again.
Feel the damn ass burn.
Yeah.
He would have fucking won.
In hindsight, it's like, Hillary was like the worst fuck. Everyone hated her.
She sucked.
She didn't.
We knew they hated her before when the primary was going on.
Yeah.
There was no way she was going to impress everyone. She's like, I got the next 4 months to teach everyone how cool I am.
Yeah.
Like, and they were like,
they've hated me for 30 years.
I'm just chilling in Cedar Rapids. That should have been a fucking immediate.
It should have been.
That's the biggest red flag. Howard Dean Yelp. That's the biggest red flag. Is that I'm just chilling in Cedar Rapids. She's never going to pull it off. It's never going to fucking happen.
And really, what it comes down to, and these fucking idiots can't even figure it out, is it's so simple. It's a fucking popularity contest.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton was cool. George Bush convinced people he was cool. Obama convinced people he was cool.
He's pretty stupid.
And you know what?
He's a war criminal, but he's cool. Donald Trump is cool.
Donald Trump is funny as shit.
They're like, oh, you know, he has small hands and a shitty body. He has fucked so many more hot women than you. That's the story. Who's that journalist he, like, fucking called on the phone because they criticize him, and he's like,
I get more pussy than you do. Because the guy criticized him. And like fucking... And then he sent him a letter he wrote in a gold marker.
Oh, fuck.
He's cool, dude.
They need, but this sucks. They need, they need to find one cool Democrat in the next 4 years. I don't know if it's even possible. Who? Tulsi.
Dude. Yeah, Tulsi, our girl. Yeah. Martin O'Malley. Get O'Malley back in.
Well, he's...
O'Malley fucks.
But O'Malley's not... Guitar. O'Malley's too, like...
No, he's retarded.
He's like a...
He's
straight up retarded.
He's like...
No, he sucks, yeah. He was the... He's
like almost like socially impotent, where he could be cool, but he's just so fucking boring.
On paper, he's cool. He's like the asshole, the SGA kid who's like, oh, I'm the fucking, I'm cool like everyone else.
Well, he's cool in the way that like there's be like a. You like meet somebody and they seem like they're objectively cooler than you, but they're like, wow, like they're impressed by you and you lose respect for them.
Right.
Because they shouldn't be.
Right.
Yeah. He does. Yeah. I don't know who we got.
I don't know.
Dude.
I think it's like the most important thing right now is just to reiterate over and over and over again that Bernie would have won, whether it's true or not. First of all, it is true.
He would have won.
But even if it's not true, they're going to immediately. I mean, they're already done it. First, it was Gary Johnson and fucking, you know, claiming voter suppression, like black voter suppression, even though she had like what 15% turnout in Florida.
Right. Oh.
It was atrocious.
Oh, and also Gary Johnson gave her 4 states yesterday.
Right.
Yeah. She would have gotten her ass kicked even worse in Colorado, Nevada.
That would have been so embarrassing.
Minnesota, and there's
one
more.
No, there were people literally adding his votes to her votes as if
it makes
everyone
no sense.
Who voted for me.
Yeah, I know. It's like, have you met any libertarians?
They're not Democrats.
Yeah. So, it's not Jill Stein's fault either.
No.
And it's not fucking cracker ass, mayo ass white boys.
She was an awful candidate. And
Hillary,
we've been saying it.
Hillary fucking sucked. And yeah, no, here's the thing. If, you know, even if you could make an argument as to why Bernie wouldn't have won, you have evidence now that Hillary wouldn't. That's objective fact.
She loses
to Donald Trump in the matchup.
And I love that the argument was electability.
Yeah,
that
of
was
course.
The argument.
Oh, of course.
No, Hillary's more electable.
Yeah. That's why. Oh. So, and then here's the question: if you meet somebody that says that they would, you know, that oh no, Bernie isn't electable, knowing now what you know that Hillary Clinton can't beat Donald Trump, would you go back if you had the opportunity to and vote for Bernie Sanders in the primary?
No, because it's violence against women.
Yeah. Right, because you got so wrapped up in your bullshit fucking identity politics and white men are bad no matter what, that even when you have a more progressive one, we still have to vote for the woman. Even though she's a shittier candidate and she's going to lose, you would blow the election just to vote for a woman.
Yeah.
Because it's important to you to have your selfie with, you know, in the voting booth and talk about it.
Was
the first time I saw Little Mermaid, I knew...
That was the worst shit too. When it's like fucking all these I just can't wait till I can tell my daughter that she could be president one day. It's like, well, you just don't now.
Well, she can't.
You're a father and you're at home and your daughter's like, Daddy, can I be president one day? And you're like, no, Sarah. I told you. Until Yes Bay Queen Hillary is in office, you shut the fuck up. You have zero aspirations. It's a man's world.
It was funny with the Instagram algorithm being fucked up, where it doesn't just show you like chronologically what happens.
Yeah, it's not a timeline.
That yes, last night you were, and this morning you were just seeing
just
like
all
that happy.
Happy.
Like, can't wait till our first woman president. Yeah. I was just like, oh my God.
My mother queefed me out of her cunt 21 years ago. And now...
The queef cunt combo.
Yeah. She queefed me out of her cunt. And now we are wearing pantsuits together for Hill Queen.
But, you know, I mean, no matter what, it's going to get worse in terms of, like, the cultural shit that bothers me that, you know, Trump did run on that fucking did help him. But it's just going to get
racism?
Worse. Not racism.
Dog whistle racism?
Call it dog whistle racism if you want, but like push back against, and then you can't even use political correctness or even the term like SJW anymore, because then you're immediately lumped in with like alt-right guys or Nazis.
100%.
But there's something to be fucking said about the people that have actively tried to destroy comedy over the last 6 years, six, 7 years. And they did. They have. Comedy has gotten objectively shittier.
Yeah, no, comedy is just good points now.
Yeah. The Daily Show fucking
sucks.
It is an awful fucking show.
It's so fucking bad, and it pales in comparison to what you know, even the other spin-off shows are.
Right.
You know, Colbert is a better show.
Right.
Samantha Bee is a better show.
The old the Colbert show was the best one out of
for
all
sure,
of them.
For sure.
I mean, it was the only time America's ever done satire really that well. We're not that good at it.
I am.
They're much better in England.
I fucking am, dude.
Nicole Mullen.
Great at it.
Nicole Mullen.
Even
and,
this, right now, you can't tell whether I'm being serious or not. You have no fucking
if you
idea.
Whatever you're disagreeing with is satire, and whatever you agree with is us being real.
Yeah. You fucking retard. That mean that? Who knows?
This is satire?
Who knows? I think it's important that we go back to and address the post from that woman who wanted her Down syndrome son.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
You know, when God closes a window, i.e. Yeah. Tom Myers being
when
able
God
to
closes
eat
a window,
Hillary's pussy
yeah.
and live his dream,
he opens,
opens
a door,
a beautiful door.
Creating a boy with Down syndrome.
Who really wants to tell Hillary and Obama yeah. that they're fired.
I fucking guarantee you that Donald Trump got 100% of the Down syndrome vote.
BB, no, BB was pro.
100%.
BB went hard for Trump. He's not Down syndrome, but yeah, BB went
something.
Hard.
He's
Trump.
Got neurofibromatosis.
Yeah, that's what he has.
Yeah. Which means his body just produces stones under his skin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, it's fucked up.
Jesus
dude.
Christ.
He's like, well, everybody, I'm making another video. Reminder that I live in constant pain. Happy birthday to Sarah.
Jesus.
I saw a bus earlier. Well, off to the doctor to get part of my brain removed.
He loves the bus.
God damn, that sucks.
Anyway, let's read the post again.
I'm having trouble finding it.
What were you saying, though? It's not, what, you were saying that the Trump speech... There was at the Trump's headquarters.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch that when he's making
you
his
told me last
speech?
Night.
Hold on.
That there was a, and I didn't tell you. When he's making his acceptance speech.
The Nazi thing?
No, not the Nazi thing. That was at some party.
Oh.
What
was it
rally
Nazi
was
thing?
At, which we have to talk about in a second.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fucking piece of fucking shit. I'll kick your ass.
You know what? You know what's so funny about him is I kind of wanted him on. I don't even like... I didn't understand why everyone was mad about that price increase. I mean, I understand what he did was shitty, but it just seemed like an inordinate amount of attention on a guy that does a thing that happens literally
all
the fucking
time. Yeah, he was like a
and
whipping boy for an entire industry.
Right, and it's like, but what? Like, why him? What did he do?
His
and
face.
It's not his face. It's that he pissed off everyone in fucking biotech prior to that because he was a finance guy that like made his money by shitting all over biotech startups because he like taught himself a bit about chemistry or whatever, biology. And so a company would be like, we have this new, you know, he did it with a weight loss company. You know, we had like a weight loss pill in clinical trials. So he looked at the science and he's like, oh yeah, this isn't going to fucking
work. So he shorted it.
So he publicly trashed the company, shorted it, and then also like made complaints to the FDA so that like the trials took longer and failed or whatever.
Well, he's smart.
No, he's definitely not a fucking idiot. He's like a very smart guy. What, but you know, so I, you know, if we had him on, I wouldn't even grill him about that shit because like I don't fucking care, you know. I mean,
well,
if,
there
even
is
he,
another...
even if he raises the price, people get that through insurance anyways.
That's the point. The point is that he's not really hitting the AIDS patients, he's hitting the insurance companies, and that's why there was a big wave of like,
it's also
sentiment. He's also a fucking piece of shit too, and he's also a kid that got his ass kicked and called a faggot his whole life, and he turned into a complete asshole. He's a South Brooklyn, what is he, Armenian or something?
He's Albanian, because I make fun of Elvis about it all the time.
You know, I was just gonna have him on and then ask him non sequitur questions. I thought it'd be funny.
I really just
wanted to exploit him for the audience, you know. I don't even know who the fuck he is. But yeah, immediately he was being a dick about it.
Yeah.
Martin, if you're listening, you're still welcome to come on the show. We'd love to have you as a guest. But no, he was at some party last night, and then some girl was like posting, like, I ran into Cutie Pie, Martin Shkreli. I forget who it was that posted it. And then she hashtag Rahoa, which is, it stands for racial holy war. Which is like a white supremacist thing.
Yeah, neo-Nazi thing.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just hoping that at his acceptance speech, Donald Trump would come out and there'd be like balloons and then Sam Hyde in the TED Talk costume
behind
him and Weaves there and Pepe on like the unicycle and they got me fucking Milo's there.
They're just hanging. Clinton.
Milo's just getting fucked in the ass.
Milo's getting fucked in the ass by a black guy.
By Gavin.
By a black guy. Milo's
and he's just shouting the N-word.
And he's shouting the N-word with each thrust. Black
Every
guy's,
thrust.
Black guy guy's got the black guy's like got like a Diglett head, like the three Diglett, like that meme. So it's three black guys.
And they're all kissing.
Yeah, yeah, they're all kissing.
While they fuck Milo in the ass.
Yeah. Hey, he's savages. He's just savaging my ass.
All his 4chan is just right behind him on the stage. He's like, we did it. We said it was going to be done. We did it. End of story.
But what were you saying, though, at the speech? He's giving the speech?
Oh, yeah. He's giving the acceptance speech, and some guy's just like, kill Obama! Yeah, just yells, kill Obama.
The president. Yeah. The sitting president of the United States.
Jesus Christ.
We're fucked, man.
I hope Seth kills fucking Trump.
You think Seth, so? No, Seth absolutely won't kill Trump. What's going to happen is...
He's not brave.
What's going to happen is Seth's going to make it... Trump's going to make it illegal to criticize Donald Trump, and then Seth's immediately going to say, I was the first one to love Donald Trump. I love Donald Trump. I support everything that he does, and if he wants a list of friends that I have that have criticized him, I will happily fax that over to him immediately. You know, at cost, of course. I'm not paying for the Kinko's fee. Seth is the kind of guy, Dick Field, by the way, not anybody else. Yeah, the fictional character Dick Field is the kind of guy that would immediately sell every single person he knew. His own fucking mother.
He's like the Jews that were like the guards in the camps for the Nazis, the capos. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any way that did I those guys be all the get dessert got? Taster?
Did all the capos get got? Or did they survive?
They like saved their own asses.
Really?
By like they were in charge of making sure everyone was working.
Yeah. Well, at the end, there's actually a movie about him called Schindler's Cock.
Yeah, they were just the biggest tattletale pieces of shit. They were probably you know, their descendants were probably part of the 18% of Jews that voted for Donald Trump. You know.
Oh yeah, dude. This shit is a buck ass wild. I love the what was it, 36% of Latino men voted for Trump? That's awesome.
Hell yeah. Shout out to the 36. Los 36. Los 36. Mi chicones de 36 de del Trumpo. Puta uno, dos, tres.
Isn't it white women's fault, though, for real? Like, didn't they
vote?
Yeah,
it's white women's fault.
It's like white people. It's white people.
I'm glad it's white women's fault.
Dude, it's fucking Hillary's fault.
You know what I mean.
She was a shitty, awful candidate.
Yeah, but it's crazy that... If she lost
that,
white women.
That women.
Her it's literally her fucking selfishness is the reason that
she was entitled. She thought she deserved
fucking,
it.
Her anything that happens is her fault.
Well, no, her
on a personal level, not her as a politician. Hillary Clinton is a fucking person that was like, "It's my turn." It's some fucking old piece of shit rich woman.
Yeah,
that decided.
She literally lost to a guy whose name was Hussein.
Yeah.
A black guy
who's been in the Senate a year and a half.
Yeah. What was it, 2.5 years? Or
I think it was two,
4 years?
It was a full term.
Well, I don't think it was.
He won in 2004. Yeah, so it was 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah, at that point.
Okay.
He beat Alan Keyes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, remember that dude?
The other black guy.
The other black Republican dude.
He was pretty funny.
Yeah, there was Alan Keyes, then Herman, and now...
Herman Cain.
This really is like if Herman Cain won. Like <it's,
laughs> no, well, I don't, well, yeah, Herman Cain also did sexually assault women, so...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, what were we talking about before that? No, Hillary, I don't know. She's a fucking bitch, dude. Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, I mean, it just...
I'm so mad.
Ran a terrible campaign.
Well, no, yeah, that was the thing, is that she... Okay, she had her convention, and then she disappeared, showed up on 9/11, passed out, showed up for 3 debates, and expected him to shoot himself in the dick. That was her strategy. It was just like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly. The thing I was thinking about earlier was, like, what was, like, one policy plan that she put out? Like, Trump kept talking about the wall. Like, at least he had some shit. He was talking about trade agreements. There was some shit
that he had. Shit.
What was it? She, the raising minimum wage to $7.26 an hour. That was a big one.
No, she was, like, pushing free public education. And she
all Bernie shit.
Took all the Bernie shit, but everyone didn't believe her.
Right.
You know, everyone was like, right.
That was and the then most like, cool. NAFTA. Thing during the primary.
I didn't
primary
like that.
Is when I had to keep hearing over and over again, like, well, Bernie's job is to, you know, bring Hillary to the left, and it's like, that'll be erased in fucking 2 months.
Of course. And no one's going to buy it. She's not a good actor. She can't sell that shit. She's not like fucking Slick Willie or
I was Obama. Saying, I just, here's my personal hope is that for the rest of her fucking life, all of her shit continues to be hacked and put on WikiLeaks. Her as a private citizen, all of her shit, or fucking her like calling customer service departments that's recorded and put online,
although
looking up directions, her medical records, I hope everything continues to be fucking hacked.
But what,
and then the FBI investigates it for some reason. no matter what, they just investigate.
Just Comey after he leaves the FBI. He's investigating it.
I'm running a personal investigation.
He moves to Massachusetts, like lives in a cabin, only wears sweaters, and only investigates Hillary. It's got like a big board like with fucking pins in it and shit.
This shit's crazy, dude. It, like, I feel like, shouldn't the Illuminati have stepped in?
No. And that's like what's crazy is...
oh, no, it's great, dude. They're repealing Dodd-Frank. The Dow's up, dude.
Yeah.
Goldman Sachs
people
is
were, like,
going in.
People about, like, oh, the stock markets are going to tank. Just wait.
No, it will tank once there's another bubble burst because of, like, wide deregulation.
Sure, yeah.
It's not going to tank right now.
Speculators and investors are worried that Donald Trump's going to change anything.
No.
So it's fine.
No, he's going to make it better for them.
Yeah.
He's going to repeal the limp dick...
Dodd-Frank doesn't even... Yeah, it's
the
bullshit.
Limp dick financial regulation that Obama was able to squeeze through after George Bush literally destroyed the economy. Dude, that was so funny is how Obama came in and literally had so much political capital and couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
He passed a bullshit healthcare plan. He passed a bullshit stimulus package that only really didn't affect labor, but it only affected capital. He saved the auto industry by literally taking apart UAW, which is like one of the oldest unions in like American, like modern American history.
But they're racist, so fuck them.
What are you talking about, dude? They're auto workers.
They're racist. And fuck these crack ass white boys. any one of them for being any kind of racist, no matter what, I'll disagree with their politics and I'll vote against them.
This is a referendum on how shitty of a president Barack Obama was. Like, literally, if people felt like their lives are better than they were 8 years ago.
No, they weren't.
No, he didn't do shit.
He's just cool.
Fuck up. You're right, but are people's lives worse right now?
Yes.
Because immigration got worse. Yeah. Fucking domestic spying programs got worse.
Yes.
We're bombing 7 different countries right now. Things got worse under Obama.
Yes.
But you know what? He is cool enough that even when I watch him speak, I'm like, he's all right.
And
that's the difference is that like...
He's a celebrity.
People are like, Hillary would just be...
We replace a celebrity with a celebrity.
Yeah, Hillary would just be 4 more years or 8 more years of Obama. And it's like... The only thing I liked about him was his personality.
Was him. Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, like, you just don't like her personality because you're sexist. Well, fuck it. Maybe. I mean, that's not true, but maybe it is. I don't want to fuck. If it was a matter of hanging out with them, I shouldn't have to hang out with somebody I don't like. I don't want to have to listen to.
But it's not, I mean, it's not. The sexism argument, sure, that's definitely a part of it, but it's also.
People
like,
do hate women.
But
that's
it's also.
Sure.
Yeah,
but
people
she's
hate
also.
Women.
She's not cool
she sucks,
in any way.
A woman. She's not thick. She's like a fucking boring person to listen
to. Exactly, yeah, yeah.
She's not trustworthy, which is evidenced by, you know, fact, and also just fucking looking at her. She's not a fucking entertaining person or a trustworthy person to...
She's not a people person.
Right, yeah.
And she's not a... Like, she's not cool. Like, she doesn't connect with people. And the people who she does connect with
are
not...
whatever. She's going to be put on the mall and shot, and I'm going to be there, dude. I'm getting one of those tickets. I'm opening
it's
gonna for
be
the murder.
You and those Chinese.
I'm doing 20 minutes before the murder.
Only on Star Wars.
I'm going to get the light at 15 minutes. I'm walking off at 17, and I'm counting at 20. I'm not even going to do my full time, because that's the kind of comic I am. Right? I do what I'm contractually obligated to do.
You respect the light.
I fill the time. That's all I have to do, folks. I don't have to fucking make you laugh. That's not my job.
Doesn't Obama have high-ass approval ratings and shit? Don't people like him?
Because he's cool.
Just because he's cool. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they don't like their lives.
I don't know, man.
And honestly, like...
Yeah, what's going to happen to Medicaid?
He's tried to know.
They'll probably they're at least going to immediately
repeal
get
Obamacare.
Rid of... the mandate that employers have to pay for reproductive,
right.
All the pussy medicines.
All the girls.
Out the window.
All the girls.
Damn.
All the cool girls are getting what they call
IUDs.
IUDs right now.
I don't know if
and you know
the,
what
the Medicaid expansions because
damn straight.
The Medicaid expansions those go to that's just extra money that goes to the state
Right,
right, right. So if you live in New York, you'll probably be okay.
Also, there's money that comes from the
but
state.
But like
government.
I said, I just went to go see if I could get a fucking plan, and I can't. So the insurance, like the healthcare provider industry, is already so fucked up because of the ACA's implementation, because it fucked up in all these ways that economists said it would and caused problems. So even if they repeal it now, it's not like it bounces back to the way it was.
Maybe you couldn't get healthcare because you're a bitch, though.
Yeah, that's what it was. I forgot to uncheck the box.
Yeah, you should uncheck that. Should male, female, bitch.
Yeah, yeah. I check big bitch. Dick ass, have an ass motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they can't. You can't check.
Sir,
legally, they can't check.
We've detected how enormously fat your fingers were by the weight of the keys pressing down. So, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to offer you any healthcare plan. But if you like, we have one of those old bathing suits from the 1800s.
Yeah.
And a giant lolly. Sailor's cap that you can wear for funny pictures.
Yeah, and
that sounds pretty good, actually. Yeah, that's a pretty good compromise.
And we have
and
a carousel.
Some kettlebells. Yeah.
We have a little photo shoot we can do.
I would fucking love that, dude. I would take that shit.
Oh, Stav, you look so cute.
Yeah, we have a diaper and a sash that says New Year 1938.
Oh, fuck, dude.
What's Comey up to?
He's got to be.
I like that he's like basically turned into Gil in the last like month and a half.
I mean,
do you think the FBI just doesn't fuck with Clinton at all?
Well, yeah, but this
no, it's probably
all the
it's probably
fuck with Clinton.
Yeah,
so the CIA loves, fucks with Clinton and the FBI fucks with Trump.
Yeah,
so there was like
but
sort of an internal war going on.
There's not consistency throughout the FBI in terms of like you know who they support or whatever.
Right, right, right.
I mean, I really don't think that Comey had any kind of particular partisan motivations there.
He's
just
a fucking idiot.
I think his first misstep in the you know during the last 10 months was when they were investigating the email server, and Clinton was repeatedly saying it's not an investigation, this is not a criminal investigation, it's a security inquiry. And then Comey said, "Yeah, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. We don't do security inquiries." Which I don't understand why he said that.
Right,
I mean,
right, right.
Obviously, you know.
Well, it does seem like he was fucking his shit
probably,
up a little bit.
No, it was probably annoying.
He was definitely fucking his shit up.
What do you mean?
I think the reason he said it is because
it was political.
He's just kind of jabbing a little bit. Like he can look incompetent while actually also.
I think
fucking
honestly,
it
actually. I think
fucked,
his motivation.
It fucked the entire election.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think his motivation was to protect the integrity of the FBI, whatever that means in his own fucking head.
Right.
When initially, you know, he made that statement because he doesn't want to look like the FBI is just some partisan bulldog. But you know, by saying that, that's what he does. He creates that perception that he is meddling. And so when he started meddling and then they had that long investigation and then that press conference, which is a stupid way to do it, but he already stuck his foot in his mouth 3 months prior. I mean, the conceit of his statements at that press conference were that Hillary Clinton fucked up and she did break the law, but if an employee had broken the law, they would just be fired. So since she's not in office right now, the result should be that she loses the election. And he, you know, more or less said that.
Right, right, right.
By reiterating over and over again that if a government employee
he's
had done this,
be,
he would have lost his job.
This last shit, though, with the they had no new shit, no new info. And I mean, that was
he's going to be in
fucked.
Charge of the new Trump KGB, Stasi, or whatever, the state police. He's going to, congratulations, James Comey.
What do you think, a Trey Gowdy attorney general? Is that going to happen?
Jesus.
It said Rudy.
That would be terrifying.
They said Rudy
Jesus G. Fucking Christ. They're going to be some psychos in charge of. Shkreli is probably going to get Securities Exchange Commission.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Cutie dude. Martin Shkreli.
Yo, Omarosa is going to work for the White House.
Omarosa, they're going to kill Michelle Obama and replace her with Omarosa.
Oh, yeah. And Chris Christie
as
won.
A person.
By the way, Chris Christie won. It worked out.
Yeah.
He's gonna
that's
keep,
hilarious.
He's going to keep. His life isn't over. It should have been
well,
over.
Who knows?
Yeah. His
two
top.
Shit.
Whatever. Trump will have the fucking judges killed. He'll get the U.S.
You know,
attorneys
that's,
like.
That's really the
he's going to put fucking concrete shoes on the U.S.
Is
attorneys.
Is that it proves that people don't get killed.
No.
Like
well, we'll
if,
see.
If somebody was going to. If
Anthony Weiner should have been killed, right? He should. He, if Hillary
yeah,
kills
yeah,
people,
yeah.
she would have killed
Anthony
Weiner 6 months
been
ago.
Killed.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
he fucked up the whole world. Anthony Weiner ruined the world.
But it might be too. If they're going to kill Trump, if they're going to kill him, they would use, you know, obviously a patsy or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But Trump is also the kind of guy that just gets murdered by psychos.
Right. Right.
That's the exact personality.
Like the guy that climbed the tower, like the kid who climbed Trump Tower. Who was like just a
retarded
fan.
Boy and who's in Gilbert Grape?
But he was a big fan. He did it as a fan, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He loved Trump, and he's like, I have to have a meeting with you immediately at Trump Tower. That's why I'm going to be climbing the tower. So I will see you there at a Trump Tower. You saw the video, right?
Yeah, and Trump,
and he couldn't
like,
make eye contact with the camera.
Yeah, but I mean, like, so you know, like Huey Long, John Lennon, Reagan, right. Kennedy, like they're the kinds of people that get murdered by.
Well, if anyone's listening to the podcast, that might be a little crazy. Jodie Foster will be so impressed.
Dude, but the thing is, Mike Pence will then be president.
Oh no, Mike Pence is going to be president. He's already.
That's
president.
How you know that there's going to be murder, like there's secret murders, if somebody assassinates Mike Pence.
Yeah.
Instead of Trump.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Here's the thing: is like Mike Pence is scarier because
he believes all the crazy.
He's
shit.
Not incompetent. He's a competent psycho.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump's an incompetent psycho.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's going to be a mainstream Bush style Republican administration. It's going to be Heritage Foundation and fucking
All these never
gay
Trump motherfuckers
guy.
Are now like, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
We believed in him all along.
Well, they're going to team up with the fucking the Democrats that have no idea what to do.
Yeah.
Fucking Ben Shapiro, dude.
They'll all be absorbed into, you know, a new
shitty
centrist party.
Dude. Shout out to all the cum boys we met last night. Everyone's really cool and nice.
There's not enough jokes on this episode, sorry. I guess. So I guess we should probably talk about all these new Apple laptops just came out. Touch Bar.
Haven't we talked about this for three episodes in a row?
I want to know is how do you get some pornography in the touch screen bar? I got enough titties on the screen here. I'm saying you put the titty on the screen, maybe you put the pussy down on the touch bar. The clit area. It's training.
I think it would be very funny to the visual of someone on the subway watching hardcore pornography on an Apple Watch. Like just with his wrist like across his eyes just making noises. Yeah. Everyone on the train just like,
it wouldn't be awesome to check your watch. There's just someone getting fucked in the ass.
Oh,
no, but just an up close shot.
I
of
see what
pussy.
Time it is.
I think that yum 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 yum, you just start eating it. She sucked my dick.
I don't know how it happened.
Whoa, that's a good guess.
What else do we have?
Good timing on that.
None
of this is choreographed. None of it's planned.
Absolutely.
That's the point of the Trump election. That's why it's a win for Cumtown.
Yeah.
Because the nerd that went to Yale Law and was Secretary of State senator from New York had all the experience of the world fucking lost, and the guy that didn't even
Hillary,
study for the test one.
Hillary versus Trump boils down to improv versus stand-up. Donald Trump is stand-up comedy. Hillary Clinton is improv.
Oh, wow.
I think most of what he was doing was improv.
I think I'm serious about that.
I know what you're
Donald
saying.
Donald Trump is a guy that just can riff. And it might not seem fleshed out, but he's funny and people are laughing at him. Everybody's, you know, they got two drink minimum. They're drunk. They love him.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton is like, oh, you know, it's improv
the system.
Or whatever. But you have a fucking, system. There's a specific way you apply. You're not naturally funny.
Right.
And your parents. You're also covering up a shit ton of rapes while pretending like you aren't.
There you go.
Whereas
Buckets.
Donald Trump just
Buckets.
Gets drunk and grabs some waitress's pussy. That's stand-up comedy, baby.
Damn. Nick, that was like when Steph Curry just pulls up from 40.
Yeah.
Nick, that was a thing of beauty. I can't even laugh. That was so
good. That's really fucking,
Well, it's the truth. That's
fuck,
what it
man.
Is.
She was covering up
hella
so
rapes.
Many
yeah.
rapes.
Nah, dude. Hillary is UCB. An unelectable cunt brigade.
Unelectable cunt. Fuck, man. Are we going to get arrested for talking shit about Trump? Should we enlist?
No, dude. First of all, everyone who listens to this can read through the lines and they know I'm actually a Nazi and I support Donald Trump.
Yeah, me too. I
all
play
the other
Jewish character on this show. Some people caught on to that.
A lot of people don't know that I'm just doing Adam.
Yeah.
I'm able to do both voices at once.
Yeah, that's true.
I can actually sing at two different octaves.
Mm-hmm.
I do stop too. This is a one man operation.
Yeah. In real life, mm-hmm. I'm from Greenwich, Connecticut. Okay. And father bought me all this podcasting equipment. And you know, we were summering in Kennebunkport, Maine, and I decided I'm going to start a podcast.
You think he's just going to give his sons jobs?
Of like course. No, they're going to run the business and he's going to steal from the government and like benefit the business.
I love how
he's going to get impeached.
2 weeks ago, it was people being like, Michelle 2020, and the truth is going to be like Donald Trump Jr. 2020.
No, Ivanka.
Yeah, Ivanka 2020.
Dude, Ivanka like literally abandoned the campaign 2 weeks ago and now he won.
Yeah.
His own daughter didn't think he was going to win.
Dude, in the beginning of the night, people were leaking shit. It was like, people were trying to jump off. They're like, yeah, we think we're getting our asses handed to us. Everyone's polls just like,
Jesus
we're
Christ.
Wrong. Yeah. Damn, dude.
Well, Nate Silver sort of got it right.
Really? Nate Silver was the at the end of the day. And you know, that's
you know who else said it? Michael Moore.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Michael Moore, who's now turning into
a TED
Talk. And here's
talk.
Why Michael Moore got it right, because he's actually from fucking Flint and he knows people who are voting for Trump.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I'm seeing people on Facebook today, they're like, yeah, especially in like the backlash to people saying that it's, you know, Bernie or whatever, or you know, people that are mad at people like me for saying that Bernie would have won,
right.
Which he would have. Bernie would have won.
Bernie would have.
Hillary didn't win. Objectively, that's true. She fucking lost. Bernie would have won. So they're saying like, oh, Bernie wouldn't have fucking won. They wouldn't elect a Jew. You think that a party that ran on racism, which, you know, in their minds, I guess every single person mm-hmm. who voted for Donald Trump, the only thing they liked about him is that he was racist 1% of the time.
And
he was
also,
speaking.
So many of those people voted for Obama.
Oh, and what are you talking about? Yeah, exactly.
And
they voted for Obama.
And what you
can't
were saying
say
in the car,
racism.
Yeah. Not the first guy who did racist dog
was Goldwater was
the
Jewish.
Jewish Jew, Barry Goldwater, dude.
I don't think he was Jewish.
He was Jewish. He was ethnically Jewish.
He wasn't Jewish.
Yeah, he was. Barry Goldwater was actually the first Jew elected in a primary.
Was he?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's. You got to take it. You got to take.
There
him,
have been
dude.
A lot of embarrassing Jews in government.
He's
Joseph Lieberman.
He was pretty
Eric
funny.
Eric Cantor. Oof, that haircut.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Ugh.
Oh,
yeah,
die.
They would have never elected Bernie.
Yeah,
but they elected all these other Jews that are in the campaign.
Yeah, I think. Honestly, the best thing George Bush ever did was keep Joe Lieberman from being vice president.
My point with all that
is so embarrassing.
My point with all that is that like. They're completely out of touch with the people that did vote for Donald Trump. You can sit back and say, oh, I can't believe that America actually turned out to be racist. And it's like, you have no communication
with
these people.
Well, something else I heard today, I don't know if this is true or not. It's probably true, is that local news reporting, like the budgets have been slashed so much. So like the only places where there really are journalists are on the coast and they are completely out of touch with what's happening in the country.
Right.
I think that's what we found is that the media doesn't know what's happening in this
country.
That's
what blows my mind is all these fucking comics I meet that are talking about like, well, I want to work on this pilot that's sort of about like gentrification. It's like, you realize that 90% of America doesn't even know what that means.
Yeah, exactly.
They have no fucking idea. And that, like, there are some things that are kind of like LGBT, because gay people exist
everywhere.
But there's social issues that are specifically bound to the coasts and urban environments that you, like, shut the fuck up. That's not a thing.
Yeah.
Microaggressions? How are you going to microaggress somebody when your neighbor lives fucking, you know, 4 miles down the road?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I don't know.
You can shit with the door open. They'd never find out.
Yeah, these... It just really does come down to, though, like, just, like, there was no, like, all these people, they're not making any money, their jobs, like, what you were saying, manufacturing jobs and shit are gone, and there was the two candidates, one is, like, loves fucking, you know, loves trade agreements, loves all this shit, is the establishment, fucking Goldman Sachs, whatever.
Her husband was in charge of NAFTA. I mean, like...
And Donald Trump's
her
message...
Her last name...
He's saying that it's like, oh, it's fucking immigrants and it's fucking other countries that's the problem.
Yeah.
And she just doesn't even say anything about it. I mean, that's... Of course they're gonna fucking...
Also, in the larger, like, macro scale, the wall is significant because... This is what's going to be happening more and more in the next 50, 100 years, is that there are going to be parts of the world that are uninhabitable, whether it's because they're underwater or because of wars and stuff. And Syria...
That is the other scary shit.
We're going to need to take millions of people and move them on the planet, right? And in Western Europe, in the United States, there are all these Trump-style nativist, chest-pounding, like, ooga-booga fucking, like, liberal-ass... Or, sorry, like conservative, like
xenophobic ass,
like maniac groups popping up, and it's going to become more and more common. The fact, I think the only way to really combat it personally is socialism. I think like actually having a viable alternative,
we fuck their women.
Or we take the hot
Yeah, no,
chicks.
Really the only answer is colonialism. We have to go into the Middle East, kill all those people, rape all their women, make them comport to our ideological values, and then let them duke it out with the, you know, the same kind of partisan politics that we've had for the last 200 years or so.
You're seeing walls sprouting up not only here, but in a lot of other places. Israel, for instance, there's a wall with the West Bank. You know,
Israel's a fascist ethnocracy, and you know they do fine.
They got Hooters there.
The U.S. could be like Israel. They have a booming tech industry. No. They have cafes, and they commit genocide every day. So I don't understand why that's such a bad place to be.
I agree, dude. Yeah. I think
Jeez Louise, dude. Jeez
Adam just
Louise.
Shook his head in agreement.
Hey, you get up in the morning, have some hummus, and then kill a baby.
No, you do like that's like German. That's more German.
I don't know how to do it.
No,
they sound like the French people. That,
no,
yeah.
It's like, of course, we wake up and the Palestinians are trying to kill us every day. So, what we do is we strap on military clothes, and the hot girls with big tits put on the military clothes, and they take an M16. And you don't understand how hot it is to do girl doggy style. While she has M16 pointed at the terrorists that are throwing rocks at you. They're doing terrorism with rocks, with just pebbles.
I saw a little boy walk past a pebble, so I picked him up and put him in my microwave. Now he is with the hummus. We ate him and drank his blood, but it was not like Christian blood.
There are plenty of very good
folks. We like to have a little anti-Semitic fun on this podcast.
There are plenty of good people who live in Israel in my family.
Yeah, they're called Palestinians. Folks,
all right.
Your parents don't listen to podcasts.
You can't just steal land.
I called my parents today.
Yeah,
I called them. We spoke for the first time since they found out about Comic-Con.
Oh yeah, what did they say? Yeah.
I thought that they would be losing their minds, because honestly, my parents were right. They were like, no one's taking Trump seriously. They were going nuts, right? And then they started saying, "I'm Trump, and it's my fault," you know, like all this stuff. And I called, complete calmness. They're so chill.
Really?
Yeah, because we operate. Like, the time where we're most calm is crisis mode. Mm. Whenever
what do you mean?
I'm talking, it's Jews. Oh, okay. When people in my family particularly, like, whenever times are good, we're just waiting for the next crisis.
Yeah.
But whenever there's a crisis, then we're like, oh.
Yeah, that's fine. The thing is, like, culturally, I feel like the Bush years were great. And that is an extension of the whole, like, well, is it comedy going to be better? But I think, and I do think it has more to do with, like, post 9/11 America.
Wait, you're a big, like, Limp Bizkit fan? What do you mean, culturally?
Actually, yeah. If we're going to fucking be honest about it, Limp Bizkit is
rolling, baby.
Severely overrated. And it became this, like,
under
laughing,
or over?
Underrated, sorry. sorry, I meant underrated. But they fucking, no, people, they became this, like, fun band to shit on because, you know, I guess.
No, they're bad.
They're, no, they're not, dude.
They're bad.
First of all, rap rock as a genre is dog shit.
Yeah.
But for them to come out of that, I think, no, Significant Other is a great album.
Nick was really into
the most hilarious trolling you've ever done.
Nick was really into it.
I'm serious. I can pull up Apple Music right now. I've actually listened to Significant Other maybe 5 or 6 times in the last 6 months.
Such a fucking asshole. Yeah, dude. Nick went to Ozfest 2003 and saw
Korn, Limp Bizkit, KMFDM,
Power Man 5000, fucking
Afro Man was there.
Yeah, just Vertical Horizon,
Pennywise. Do you remember that
Pennywise.
Band?
Pennywise.
Yeah, no. Maybe that was Warped Tour. They were a Warped Tour band.
Yeah,
I went to HFS.
Now rap rock sucks. Rage Against the Machine.
Cottonmouth Kings.
Oh. Cottonmouth Kings suck.
They were the
dude,
absolute.
What
worst
about POD? Like, they were like Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit sucks. Lit.
Yeah.
It's lit.
P.O.D. probably got paid fucking good off that one song that was on every movie trailer about snowboarding.
What was that song?
I feel so alone.
Yeah.
Like, every time, like, just a dude's doing a flip on a... That was like in every single movie trailer.
I saw a homemade music video of that song made by some kid that had like, you know, it was scene hair before it was emo hair.
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
Emo hair before it was scene hair. And he's like flipping his hair and he's wearing a leather jacket, but he had spina bifida. So it was all these like black and white shots like zooming in and out of him. But he's just propped up against a tree. Jesus Christ. And he's like, you know, singing along to it's like, you're literally not. your spine is leaking out of your bones.
That song meant a lot to him.
And then I could never find it again. I wanted to
You know what song?
I wanted to go find that video to laugh with that guy.
You know what song from that era I thought was legit good?
What song?
The fucking Spider-Man song with the lead singer
Chad
Nickelback. Yeah. And they say that a hero will save us.
We were laughing about all those Superman songs.
Yeah.
I can't stand to fly.
If you just suck my dick.
I'm fucking Superman, but I'm fucking crazy.
Superman?
I'm Superman, and you better fuck me.
Was like the 9/11 worker at Ground Zero theme song. They were like, we fucking love this song because like, I'm like a Superman here being in 9/11 and saving people. So like, yeah, it really speaks to me. Sorry, I shouldn't have made fun of this.
Yeah, why are you making fun of first
of heroes, dude?
They're literally the only people we respect on this podcast is the 9/11 first responders, but only if they were men and they were from Staten Island.
Yeah, of course.
You know, if you're one of these fucking, you're one of these women that came from, you know, Connecticut or whatever. Ooh, me too. I want to help too. It's like,
yeah, second responders.
We got men here. We got Staten Island fellas.
Nothing gets
taking
me
taking care of these towers. No.
Nothing gets me quite as hot as a fucking 9/11 second responder. Pieces of shit.
Fuck.
You went there on D-Day. You take those fucking medals off.
Whoa, you're hot. You're hot, Nick. You're getting hot.
Yeah, sorry. I get a little heated. I was actually...
Would you still fuck me if I was straight and Superman?
You know, I don't want to steal valor here, but I'm a Navy SEAL and I was one of the 9/11 first responders.
That's a strange way to preface that statement.
Wait,
I don't want to
that 100% true statement.
Wait, you were telling me that story about how you ran up to the top floor while the towers were smoldering.
You scaled it, actually.
Dude, and then you ran back down. You realized you forgot a kid upstairs.
I'm telling you, I was up there and I was on floor 101.
Whoa,
that's right where the plane hit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was going to the water fountain. I was sucking water up with my mouth. And I was blowing it all over the flames, and I could feel the building start to collapse. So I reach up and I put my hand ceiling.
On the ceiling. Oh, wow.
And I held the building up, the top part of the building.
That makes sense. Yeah,
and for
like engineering
until
wise,
everyone got out of the building.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
on floor 101.
Yeah, yeah. On floor 101.
You saved like 5,000 people.
682 million. A rough estimate is what they on. That was what was printed on the medal I got from the president when I met with the president. Yeah, we went to Melting Pot, and then he let me drive my car in the driveway.
Melting.
Let me drive his car in the driveway afterwards, and this is a guy that lies about being a 9/11 first responder, but he does it like a 4-year-old.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and then me and my friends, we went to laser tag after, but they used actual lasers, so we actually killed like 4 or 5 kids on the other team, but our team won.
We got free burritos afterwards. Because
they use actual lasers. It's a special laser tag place. And then we went bowling, and my dad knows the bowling guy, so we were allowed to like slide down the bowling alley. And then my house actually has a slide in it that goes, we have that money room from DuckTales in my house. There's actually, yeah. Well, my dad's actually an assassin. Okay, folks. Well, we're winding down here.
First podcast of the Trump era. I think it was okay.
Yeah.
Hail Trump.
Matt was like concerned about that last night.
Yeah, he's like, Chapo's done.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah.
We're just going to, if Trump is the president, we're just going to become the Daily Show.
Everyone's going to be mad at us. It's like, people are already mad at you, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it's their fault. It's Chapo's fault. Yeah. Trump won.
That podcast. It's a podcast fault.
It's Kumia and Chapo's fault.
No one, not the fault of, the shitty candidate that illegally kept a child pornography server in her house.
That is what she was doing.
Yeah.
That's why she
I just loved all those people that were like...
The Satan thing?
The people that are doing the math. Yeah, it's like, why the fuck that is a legitimate concern, is like the private email or whatever, but why do you have to introduce this like it's satanic child rape?
And
it's
like
do you know it's what like Karina Abramovich is saying? It's like she's a performance art. Everyone knows she's a performance artist. She does weird shit. It's not weird that she smeared a bunch of blood on the walls. It would be weird if she was having a Tupperware party.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be strange.
That would be bizarre. Be if they were going to that might sound like code.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm having a party where we smear shit on the walls, and it's like, yeah, that's pretty much par for the course.
That's performance art. That's just what it is.
Yeah. Well, that it's like you don't think it's not enough for the Secretary of State to maybe have fucking leaked some emails because she's using a certain, you know what I mean? Like, that's bad.
Well, yeah, you'd be surprised how many people in this country believe in ghosts and believe in like the devil and believe in that kind of shit. I think that shit kind of works.
That's
there were a
crazy
bunch of like tweets and stuff that's like, oh hell no, I don't play with that devil shit.
Well, yeah, black people,
I'm not voting
black
for that
people
bitch.
Totally think ghosts are real. You know how easy it is to scare black people? I'm kidding, folks. You were doing the voice. I responded to
it. Well, I was it.
Oh, fuck.
It was
well,
my fault.
Anyway, well, everyone, this is probably one of the last cumtowns before we get...
We just changed the name to Trump Town.
Yeah, we're going to have Kurt Metzger on, I think. Well, actually, me and Stav are going to do a special road show for the premium episode this month. Me and him got a little bit of business to take care of.
What, the hunt?
Oh, yeah, we got to talk. Yeah, let's talk
about this. We got shit we got to go do.
All right.
We got a guy we got to see about a thing, if you know what I mean. Folks, me and Stav transport weapons down the eastern seaboard, and I'm being 100% serious about that. So if you're excited about the upcoming revolution, you want to buy a gun,
just text us.
I have a 3D printer that can print lower receivers for both AK-47s and fully automatic M16s.
And pocket pussies.
And pocket pussies. Yeah. I tried doing that as a bit when those came out.
Yeah, obviously that's the first thing you think to make.
Well, no, the bit I was doing is like, they say they got these 3D printers now that can print pocket pussies and guns. And it's like, well, if you print a gun, why the fuck would you print the... You just get a real pussy. Why print the pocket pussy?
That's a good bit about it.
Yeah, I did that at UCB rape. East, and that did not go over well.
Didn't do so hot. All right, well, thank you for listening, everyone. Is it how are we doing on time, boys?
No, we're done. That's the end of the episode.
Hail Trump.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
This is the number one punk rock podcast, the official Donald Trump podcast, the official Martin Shkreli podcast, officially
Puerto
sponsored
Rico
by NPR, copyright, trademark, doing business incorporated, LLC.
Big time international business.
Yeah. Big time. Me and Cyber Laugh, I would go to the LLC. It's like, and I want dollar signs through the L's.
Legally, it has to just be LLC.
Nah, but dollar signs, though. Dollar signs, though.
Fuck. All right, well, good night, folks.
Right.